Here Comes the Sun. There were a few things that needed to be resolved for the career of Steve Jobs to be complete. Among them was an end to the 30 years war with the band he loved, the Beatles. In 2007, Apple had settled its trademark battle with Apple Corp., the holding company of the Beatles, which had first sued the fledgling computer company over use of the name in 1978. But that still did not get the Beatles into the iTunes store. The band was the last major holdout, primarily because it had not resolved with EMI Music, which owned most of its songs, how to handle the digital rights. By the summer of 2010, the Beatles and EMI had sorted things out, and a four-person summit was held in the boardroom in Cupertino. Jobs and his vice president for the iTunes store, Eddie Q, played host to Jeff Jones, who managed the Beatles' interests, and Roger Faxon, the chief of EMI Music. Now that the Beatles were ready to go digital, what could Apple offer to make that milestone special? Jobs had been anticipating this day for a long time. In fact, he and his advertising team, Lee Clow and James Vincent, had mocked up some ads and commercials 3 years earlier when strategizing on how to lure the Beatles on board. "Steve and I thought about all the things that we could possibly do," Q recalled. "That included taking over the front page of the iTunes store, buying billboards featuring the best photographs of the band, and running a series of television ads in classic Apple style. The topper was offering a $149 box set that included all 13 Beatles studio albums, the two-volume Past Masters collection, and a nostalgia-inducing video of the 1964 Washington Coliseum concert." Once they reached an agreement in principle, Jobs personally helped choose the photographs for the ads. Each commercial ended with a still black-and-white shot of Paul McCartney and John Lennon, young and smiling, in a recording studio looking down at a piece of music. It evoked the old photographs of Jobs and Wozniak looking at an Apple circuit board. "Getting the Beatles on iTunes was the culmination of why we got into the music business," said Q.